Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hola, ¿qué tal estamos? Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 70, and in lesson 70, we're going to be looking at making phone calls in Spanish. Now, that's quite tricky because you can't see the other person that you're talking to. So hopefully, you'll find this lesson useful.
Let's start off with looking at some useful vocabulary for talking about phones. First of all, the word for phone or telephone itself, el teléfono.
El teléfono.
Now, Cara, what can you tell me about that word based on the pronunciation or stress of that word, el teléfono?
That there's an accent on the second E.
Exactly, because what can you tell me about the standard pronunciation or the standard stress on Spanish words? Think of words like cantado, Pedro, esta.
The stress is on the second last vowel?
Exactly, the second last syllable, I suppose. So if there was no accent on teléfono, it would be teléfono, but that's wrong. So it's teléfono.
Teléfono.
So your phone number, or my phone number, let's just say the phone number to begin with, el número de teléfono.
El número de teléfono.
Can you tell me anything about the spelling of número?
There's an accent on the U.
Yeah, because otherwise it would be
número.
Número, which is wrong again. So, tu número de teléfono, your phone number. Tu número de teléfono.
Tu número de teléfono.
Okay, now that's obviously your when we're being informal. Tu número de teléfono. But if you want to be formal, then you would say su número de teléfono.
Su número de teléfono.
And my phone number would be?
Mi número de teléfono.
Mi número de teléfono.
Mi número de teléfono.
Okay, to say what is your phone number, you would use the word cuál. ¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
Okay, or in using the polite form, the usted form, what is your phone number would be?
¿Cuál es su número de teléfono?
¿Cuál es su número de teléfono? Muy bien. Another word that's useful to know when we're talking about phones and we're looking at the vocabulary aspects of this, first of all, is marcar.
Marcar.
Okay, literally to mark, but when we're marking a phone number, we're dialing. Okay, marcar.
Marcar.
I suppose, does one still dial the phone? Do you still dial someone on the phone?
Well, you dial the number.
You dial the number, even though that you're not actually dialing the number on the phones.
Yeah? Yeah.
Okay. Dial a number is marcar un número.
Marcar un número.
Okay. So let's imagine the situation that you have marcard that número. Okay. Has marcado el número. And what happens? Well, the person on the other end of the phone will say, hello. However, in Spanish, you don't say hello on the phone. You say, diga.
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 Okay, or you might say, dígame.
Dígame.
If you lift up the phone, then you would say, diga, or dígame.
Diga, dígame.
And we're actually sitting here putting our hands to our mouth, to our faces as if we're answering the phone. It probably looks rather silly, but I'm glad this is not a video podcast at the moment. So, diga It literally means say. It comes from the verb decir, and it's the polite command form. So when you say diga, it means say, as in say why you're phoning or say who you are or something like that. And dígame means say to me. So you've got the option there. You might hear diga, you might hear dígame. It doesn't really matter. Both of them kind of mean hello on the phone, even though they literally mean say or say to me. Now, what's the first thing you are likely to say when you phone someone?
It's Cara.
Okay, so you would say it's Cara. I would probably say it's Mark. But the strange thing is that in English we say it is, which kind of means it is Cara who is phoning, yeah?
Yes.
Now, Spanish is much more logical about this because they say soy Cara or soy Mark, which of course means
I am.
Yeah. So rather than saying it is Cara or it is Mark, they say I am Cara or I am Mark. So, diga.
Soy Cara.
Hola Cara, ¿qué tal estás?
Bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien. Okay, so you would say soy, I am, and then give your name. Soy Señor López.
Soy Señor López.
Yeah, so I am Mr. López, for example. Okay. If you want to ask, is someone there? Okay, you can do this very, very simply in Spanish by using está. So, is Pedro there? ¿Está Pedro?
¿Está Pedro?
Okay, so is Pedro there? ¿Está Pedro? So, Cara, how would you say, it's Cara here. Is Marta there?
Soy Cara. ¿Está Marta?
Muy bien. Soy Cara. ¿Está Marta? Okay, and remember raising your voice at the end. ¿Está Marta? Or you might want to say, can I speak to? But remember in Spanish, you don't say, can I speak to someone or to speak to someone. You speak with people in Spanish. So how would you say, can I speak to, or with rather, Marta?
¿Puedo hablar con Marta?
Exactly. Using puedo from poder, to be able to. Can I, or I can, puedo. ¿Puedo hablar con Marta?
¿Puedo hablar con Marta?
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break Spanish experience, then you can sign up for the full premium version of our course, and that includes video versions of our lessons, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device while you listen. There's also a set of lesson notes for every lesson with vocabulary and additional examples and bonus audio. All of our premium courses are available at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Hey marketers, advertisers and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, let's think of another situation on the phone. You might be phoning to speak to a particular person, and this might be a more formal phone call, so you might not start with soy Cara or soy Mark or whatever. You might just want to go straight into it and say, can I speak to Mrs. García, for example? ¿Puedo hablar con señora García, por favor?
¿Puedo hablar con señora García, por favor?
And if you were to say something like that, then it's more than likely that the person you're speaking to would say, who's speaking or who would like to speak to Mrs. García? And there is a Spanish phrase that's used really only in phone situations, and that's ¿de parte de quién?
¿De parte de quién?
Okay, so literally, on behalf of whom shall I say wants to speak to Mrs. García or something like that? ¿De parte de quién?
¿De parte de quién?
And in that situation, you could say de parte de Mark, soy señor Pendleton, or whatever. So de parte de, or soy, and so on. When you're phoning people, it's not always the case that whoever you're phoning is there. So how would you say Marta is not there, or Marta's not here?
Marta no está aquí.
Yeah, in actual fact, there's an easier way of saying it. You could just say Marta no está.
Marta no está.
So that kind of conveys the meaning of she's not here, okay? She's not with us. Not in any deeper sense or anything like that. Marta no está.
Marta no está.
Okay, so you might hear something like, lo siento, I'm sorry. Lo siento, pero Marta no está en este momento.
Lo siento, pero no está en este momento.
Yeah, lo siento, pero Marta no está en este momento. Or if you're phoning an office or something like that and the receptionist or the telephonist tries to get hold of a particular person and the line is busy, then they would say, está comunicando.
Está comunicando.
Okay, literally, he or she is communicating, or it's communicating if you're really referring to the line. If the person is not there, then you might want to say, when will he or she come back? And this is another future tense. We're dropping in a few futures here with a view to doing the future in the lessons coming up between lessons 71 and 80. But let's just look at the future tense of to come back. The verb to come back is?
Volver.
Volver. And when will he or she come back is? Cuando volverá.
Cuando volverá.
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 Cuando volverá.
Cuando volverá.
Volverá a las 8.
She'll be back at 8.
Yeah. Okay. If the person's not there, you might want to leave un mensaje. Un mensaje would be?
A message.
Yeah. So how would you say, can I leave? Oh, I don't think we've done leave. To leave is dejar.
Dejar.
This is a good sentence for practicing the ch sound. We did our double R's last week. Now we need to practice our ch. ¿Puedo dejar un mensaje?
¿Puedo dejar un mensaje?
¿Para Jorge?
¿Para Jorge?
Can I leave a message for Jorge? ¿Puedo dejar un mensaje para Jorge?
¿Puedo dejar un mensaje para Jorge?
Okay, that's quite a tricky one. Your message might include your phone number. So how would you say my phone number is?
Mi número de teléfono es...
Yeah. In Spain, phone numbers tend to be given in threes. In other countries, they tend to be given as double numbers, for example, 21, 35, 71, and so on. But in Spain, you would be given numbers in threes. So, 6, 5, 1, 3, 3, 9, 8, 2, 1. Something like that. So, if you want to ask someone to say that you've called, then... you could use this construction here. It's quite a tricky one, so listen carefully. ¿Puede decirle? So that's, can you tell to him or to her? ¿Puede decirle que ha llamado Mark? ¿Puede decirle que ha llamado Mark? Try repeating that first of all.
¿Puede decirle que ha llamado Mark?
Before we get into breaking this phrase up completely, let's think, first of all, what tense that is. Ha llamado Mark, or Mark ha llamado.
The perfect.
Yeah, because it's a part of haber plus a past participle. Ha llamado.
Ha llamado.
So, can you tell to him or say to him that has called Mark? Obviously, we would say that Mark has called. You can say both in Spanish. You could say, ¿puede decirle que Mark ha llamado? Or, ¿puede decirle que ha llamado Mark? I would suggest that probably the second one is slightly more Spanish. It just sounds a little more Spanish. ¿Puede decirle que ha llamado Mark?
¿Puede decirle que ha llamado Mark?
And just while we're talking about the perfect tense, to say, I have dialed a wrong number... you use quite an interesting word. It's equivocarse. It means to make a mistake. Equivocarse.
Equivocarse.
Now putting this into the perfect tense. Me he equivocado.
Lo siento, me he equivocado.
Yeah, so that on its own, me he equivocado, means I have made a mistake. But when you say me he equivocado de número, then it means I've made a mistake of the number, so I've dialed the wrong number. Lo siento, me he equivocado de número.
Lo siento, me he equivocado de número.
So if the person that you're calling says, lo siento, se ha equivocado de número, what would that mean?
I'm sorry, I've dialed the wrong number.
Now, it's this, in this case, the person is saying to you, se ha equivocado, so
you've dialed the wrong number.
And it's the polite form, the formal form. Usted se ha equivocado de número. Let's put all this to practice with a little conversation now. In this conversation, I'm going to be playing the part of Antonio's father. And Cara's going to be phoning to speak to her boyfriend. Okay, here goes.
Diga.
¿Puedo hablar con Antonio, por favor?
¿Eres tú, Cara?
Sí, soy yo.
Antonio no está en este momento, lo siento.
¿Cuándo volverá?
No lo sé. ¿Ha salido con su madre?
¿Puede decirle que he llamado?
Claro que sí, hija.
Gracias, adiós.
Hasta pronto, Cara.
Hopefully all that made sense, and we'll be going through this in more detail in this week's bonus podcast. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.